Well, on this Sunday morning, after a wild weather week, it is time to bring in a pretty probably tired Willie Hallahan, along with other members of Salisbury Water Sports Association, who must be tired because we had three seasons in about 4 days last week during the incredible Junior Nationals. We had winter, we had spring, and we had a touch of summer, and then winter once again. Willie, a wild week for you guys. It all started off with rain on your parade, but it didn't rain on your parade at all because you, once again, you folks at SWASA pulled it all off perfectly.
Yes, Marshall, you're right. And a wild week it was. I mean, the weather was so varied, nobody knew how to dress. It was just crazy. There's so much to talk about. I don't have access to a lot of my statistics and results, but I'll give your listeners an overview, and I think that might be more interesting to them anyway. And after today, they don't have to hear about ski jumping again for another year. But anyway, the weather was definitely the lead story throughout the 5 days of the Junior Nationals for a very variety of reasons. The reasons changed from start to end. It all began, of course, the 50 athletes from around the country came to Salisbury for 5 days of training and competition. They arrived on Tuesday to a rainy day. The opening ceremony started with a parade Tuesday evening. It rained throughout. And the athletes don't care. These kids, they're 20, under 20, down to 12, and they jump throughout the season in the wintertime. They don't care what the weather is. A lot of us adults were grousing about it, but they didn't mind. And the opening ceremonies were held on the green of the White Hart, and that was great. And our president, Kenny Barker, almost burned his face off lighting the torch, but that all went well.
I wanted to say that was my favorite, one of my favorite views is when he lit it up, the torch just kind of like blew. And but Kenny stayed calm and cool as a cucumber,
as he always does. Yeah. I know. We were concerned, but the reason it was so explosive is that of course it was raining out. And the ceremonies, David Beresdorfer and Curtis Rand, gave their welcoming remarks and everything. And they said, and now for the lighting of the torch. And that's where Kenny, he couldn't light that lighter thing that people use to start their grills wasn't working because it was wet. So he's fiddling with that. The kids are all starting to chant, Kenny, Kenny. And when he finally got it lit, the propane had been accumulating out there, and it just exploded. But anyway, he's fine, cool as a cucumber, as you say, and all went well. But then the next day, Wednesday, the kids couldn't do anything because that's when summer set in for the day. Although they had something else that they could do, and this was very cool. When you host the Junior Nationals, there are certain requirements that you have to fulfill, not just the athletics part, but you have to give the kids an experience, something that reflects the part of the world they've traveled to. It could be a museum, it could be all kinds of things that you expose them to. Well, when they come to Salisbury, they get to do a skid course at Lime Rock Park. I mean, for an under 20-year-old, there could be nothing cooler than that. And that's what they did on Wednesday. And thanks to Lime Rock Park for that experience. But again, no jumping, no cross-country skiing on Wednesday. On Thursday, when they should have been jumping and training, it took the whole day, all the daylight hours of Thursday for the guys and gals to get the hill ready. Mohawk ski area wasn't a problem. That's where the cross-country ski course was because they make so much snow over there. The snow conditions weren't an issue as they are in Salisbury. But all day Thursday, the folks groomed the hill. They had to retreat the in-run. So no jumping took place until the evening hours. And then a whole bunch of jumping took place there. They went well into the night. And there's so many people, there's so many moving parts, human moving parts when it comes to an event like this. And just one of them was the Salisbury ambulance. You have to have ambulance coverage on site when you're ski jumping for obvious reasons. And because of the nature of the way things played out, the weather, the delays, mostly because of weather, a lot of hours were spent by ambulance people over at Satre Hill. I mean, they sign up to cover our jumps the same way they sign up to be on call for other reasons. And some of those, they got delayed. So some were staying 2, 3 hours, 4 hours longer than they had signed up for. But they all did it with grace and good spirits. I mean, they were out there directing traffic, the fire people, during the parade in the rain. Every time I passed one, I said, thank you for doing this, because it truly takes a village to put on an event like this. And as I said, there are a lot of moving parts and too many people to thank, but our emergency services have got to be right there at the top. So anyway, Thursday night, the kids got to jump. And then Friday and Saturday, the schedule continued pretty much as it should have. And this is where the weather lead story changes, because it went from horrific rain and heat to what ended up being excellent conditions. And that was borne out on Saturday, yesterday, when the hill record was tied. Now, when the numbers are high in jumping, it's a reflection of both, of course, the talent. It reflects the talent of the athletes who are coming, but also the conditions. And the conditions went from unjumpable on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday during the day to excellent basically records, almost record setting conditions. And Isaac Nichols, he's from the Central Division, jumped 72 and a half meters, which is the hill record. So he tied it. And that was Saturday morning. But there were other good jumps too, like Sawyer Graves from the Rocky Mountain Division. He jumped a 71. I mean, he was close. And Ronan Woods from Alaska. They don't send many kids. They're like 4 or 5, but they're determined athletes. And he jumped a 70. And one name I want to mention for the future, Kai McKinnon. She's she's in the under 16 division. So I don't know how old she is, but she's 15 or younger. She jumped a 68 meter jump, and she's from our division. She's from the East. She jumped in Jump Fest. And what's exciting is that these are names that you want to keep an eye on in the future, because you never know. They are the ones who might make the Olympics. Kai came in second in the relay team cross country races yesterday afternoon over at Mohawk Mountain, where again the conditions were great. You didn't see a bare spot or anything resembling it on the course. Everything was just perfect, and that was successful too. So anyway, in the course of the 5 days, the weather story went from just virtually tragic to celebratory. And I didn't make it to the closing ceremonies or the banquet last night, but I can tell you, I just know from 5 years ago that there was probably an extra element of celebration last night, because not only were the ceremonies over and the kids were celebrating their success, but they were celebrating the fact that they could participate at all. Because 5 years ago, it's almost uncanny that the exact same conditions played out. 5 years ago on the Wednesday, there was a downpour. We had multiple inches of rain on a 60 degree day. And these kids who've traveled, except for the East, many of them flew with their families at no small cost to come here. And it was looking then, as in this year, that, geez, we might not even be able to put our skis on after all this, the money spent and everything. And then at the 11th hour, the elements changed, and through human Herculean human effort, they were able to pull it off. So I'm sure, I guarantee, there was an extra element of celebration last night, just to mark all that transpired. So one other thing that I have to, I'm not going to go through the whole list because it's a lengthy one, to contrast the JNs with Jump Fest. Jump Fest is a fundraiser for SWASA. It's a major fundraiser. We use the proceeds from that to fund a lot of our programs to make hill improvements and so on. And we have a lot of business sponsors as well as individuals who help support us. The Junior Nationals is not a fundraiser. It's a money pit is what it actually is. It takes a lot of money to pull off the Junior Nationals, and we rely more heavily than in Jump Fest on business sponsors. And I absolutely need to just mention the lead sponsors for the JNs, because they gave a lot of money and services to pull this off. And the platinum sponsors were US Nordic and also Harrington's. The premier gold sponsors were Salisbury Bank, HKD Snowmakers, Harney and Sons Tea, and also Elise Harney Real Estate. And the gold sponsors were Mises Pizza Restaurant, Lamb Kiefer Land Surveyors, and the White Hart Inn. And the silver sponsors were the Interlaken Inn and Lime Rock Park. And then there were a whole bunch of other business sponsors. I'm going to read them off. They deserve to be recognized. The bronze sponsors were Amulet Consulting, the Boathouse Restaurant, Litchfield Savings Bank, Lindell Fuels, the Nick and Leslie Moore family, More and More Printing, Mountainside, National Iron Bank, Premier Construction, Smith Watson and Company. And the last grouping is Allendale Corporation, Assured Partners, Jerry and Marilyn Baldwin, their family, Canaan Exchange Club, Mark Capislatro, Gear Village, Salisbury General Store, Salisbury Wines, Sharon Package Store, Sharon Auto Body, and Stadium Systems. Everybody played their role, very vital role, and it's become a catchphrase, but it's absolutely true that no event would happen without sponsors like these. So anyway, Marshall, we wrap up another year with high drama, thanks to the weather, but very positive results, and we'll revisit ski jumping again next year.
It's amazing, though, the amount of work that has to go into this, and especially in years like this. And I always say it, your volunteers, you're out there in the worst of weather when it's raining, wet and cold, and all of a sudden there's snow and then there's no snow. And then you're still out there in the best of weather when it's cold and you have to make snow and you have to re-snow the hill. So there's no easy time for your volunteers out there. And it's amazing what you managed to do.
Yeah, and what I failed to mention or forgot to mention was do we deal with the rain and the heat, but then we had a blizzard come in, a small blizzard. But in ski jumping, you have to deal with that snow. You have to remove it from the landing hill. So it seemed like every weather adversity that could be slung our way happened. But the guys, they stayed up most of Wednesday night all night long to deal with re-grooming and everything, and the whole next day on Thursday. And it was incredible what they're willing to endure to make sure that the whole event was a success. So God bless them all.
All right. Well, get some rest this weekend, Willie, and we'll speak to you next weekend when, once again, we'll have Sporting a Cause return.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you so much. Thanks for all the support, all of the public service announcements you make all year long, of course, but especially for Jump Fest and the Junior Nationals. Thank you.
All right. Have a restful weekend, and we'll speak to you next week, Willie.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you.